one of the things that just astounds me is when I saw your promo, I was like, yes, you know, it's one of Hispanics are still underrepresented on broadcast television. So if someone were to try to explain, how did ABC executives at any moment embrace this from the get go? Was this a tough sell for them?
Well, you know, this is what happened. It was my show ended up becoming the first of its kind to get picked up.
When you say the first kind, are you excluding the George Lopez show?
No, the way that we did it.
Oh, okay.
I mean any pilot ever.
Right.
So what we did is ABC had wanted to find diversity, which is how they ended up
so
with
they
the lineup.
To do it.
They wanted to find. They okay. wanted to find. They were open to finding a diverse lineup, which is why I love the shows that they picked up this year. Because, yeah, you know, it's like they How to Get Away with Murder, Fresh Off the Boat. It was so weird that in 2014, they had such an amazing lineup. And the fact that we considered it amazing is so ridiculous because it's just, it accurately represents what we are. You know, it's like so weird that it's such a big feat, but it is. You know, so I went in and I remember I had just taped a half-hour special for Comedy Central, and my producer, Becky Clements, sent the half-hour to Paul Lee, the president of ABC, and he loved it. And we were going to go pitch, I think, the next week. And when you go pitch, you get a list of the people that are going to be in the room. And for ABC, Paul Lee's name was in the room, on the list. And I freaked out, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to pitch to the president of the network, right? And everybody said, like, no, this is, like, they probably just, like, they'll always put the name, like, he doesn't go to these things. Everybody else goes, and they report to him. And I, you know, I was like, okay, these people know better. Like, they've pitched before. I've never pitched a show. I went in, and then the network people comes in, and here comes Paul Lee. He's the last one. And I started thinking, they lied to me. He's like right there. Like, he's like right there. And he sat down and he heard my story and he loved how much I love TV. And it was just done. Like, they bought it immediately. It was the first time I had pitched a show, my first show. Not only that, but we had pitched it to other networks and the networks all wanted this show. And ABC gave us a penalty saying that we'll give you X amount of money if we don't make this pilot, because we believe in this pilot so much. We believe in you.
So like CBS, Fox,
right.
ABC, everybody wanted
it. Right. So I got the biggest commitment from ABC, and they had done the George Lopez show, and they had done Ugly Betty. So I thought, this is the network. If anyone's going to give me a chance, this is going to be the network that gives me the chance. We wrote the pilot. We wrote the pilot script. We turned it in, and it didn't get picked up for pilot. And we were all surprised because we had this penalty money that basically said, you're going to do this pilot. And I was shocked. We were just, it was done. And part of me understood because they also had Kevin Hart, they had Anthony Anderson, they had Henry Winkler, and I was a no one. So I knew, I'm like, if I was in their position, I wouldn't give me the pilot because I'm no one. And that's what networks do. They want to bank on the sure thing. Why not bank on the Fonz? You know? Like, you know? So,
he jumped the shark.
this guy with your que pasa shark stuff. We ended up, you know, I thought it was dead. I went back to touring. I was in San Antonio. I was doing Valentine's Day week at the comedy club. I landed and I got a call from my producer, Becky, and she said, I have this idea that I think could maybe be something. This is our long shot. But we can bring the show back from the dead for one night. And she said, I talked to ABC. They like you a lot. They really like you. They just didn't have space for you in the pilot season. So this is what we're going to do. I convinced ABC to give us the penalty money, which normally goes to the studio, and you have to convince the studio to give it to you. She said, I set it up so that we can get the penalty money. We're going to shoot a pilot presentation because I think that they need to see the script. They need to see this so that they can get what this family is. And they, you know, they need to see you on stage. We're going to shoot a pilot presentation. It'll be 15 minutes. We'll turn it in, see what happens. I'm going to warn you, no one's ever been picked up like this. It's never happened. We've never done it like this. But I just got this idea, why not? So she asked me if I would do it. We ended up having to do it. The money we had was about a third of what a regular pilot gets. So we had to cut corners. So she's the executive producer of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. And she got them to let us use their set and their crew to tape the pilot presentation. And it was all like, Last Man Standing, they were wrapping the season on a Tuesday and we shot on Wednesday. So it was just, they were going to work an extra day. We were going to borrow their set and we were just going to go and tape this pilot presentation and see what happened. And we weren't even allowed to get on the stage to rehearse because Last Man Standing was still rehearsing. Mm-hmm. So we had this basement that we had, and we kind of blocked in this basement with tape, you know, like you do like here with shows mm-hmm. when you're workshopping. And we decided to shoot I don't know how she did it, but we stretched enough to where we could shoot a full pilot episode, the full 21. And we did casting, we put everything together in about 3 weeks. So, which is ridiculous because it was so unheard of and just so nothing. We shot the pilot, and that night, the audience went crazy over this pilot. And everybody there was thinking, this is, like, it feels different, and we don't know why this feels different. And we were on a roll that the actors that play my family members, we decided to play with the idea of shooting a scene in Spanish randomly because we all spoke Spanish. Yes. We're like, well, we're on a roll. I mean, the audience loves it. Let's see if we can translate this scene real quick in Spanish. We got 10 minutes. We sat around the kitchen table. We shot it in Spanish. The audience loved it. I mean, it was insane. And everybody's like, you guys did it in Spanish? Like, how did you even do it in Spanish? And it's like, well, we speak Spanish. Exactly. We turned it in with the idea that if by some miracle the network picked it up, we would reshoot the pilot. So it was a pilot presentation, you know. So then we edited, we submitted it, we sent it to the studio. Studio loved it. Studio tested it, and I tested higher than Robin Williams and a lot of the other people from the past 4 or 5 years that they had. And they thought, how did this happen? This is a presentation. Then we sent it over to the network. The network loved it. And we thought, maybe we have a chance. Probably not, but maybe. So then Deadline started writing the articles of the hot pilots of the week, every week. And the first week, we weren't mentioned. The second week, it was like, hey, there's this little show out there that's getting buzz. We should mention it. They mentioned it. And every week, the blurbs got progressively longer and longer about the show. And it was called the Little Show That Could. It was called the Cinderella Story of the Season. It was like this thing where, towards the last week before the upfronts, we were still in consideration, and everybody was like, "How did this happen?" Because we were dead. And finally, upfronts for ABC. I think if I went to upfronts, I had to leave on Monday. Saturday afternoon, we get the call, and we're the last show to get picked up. We got picked up to series. And immediately it's like, you're going to leave for upfronts on Monday. Wow. And it was just this ridiculous thing. It was just so insane. And everybody, and we thought, okay, well, when do we reshoot the pilot? And ABC said, we're not reshooting it. That pilot's magic. That one's going on the air. Wow. So what, like, that pilot episode is our little pilot presentation that we did for fun. So it's funny, like, when I see shows getting reviewed for the pilots, all of them had more time, more money, more everything, you know. So we're going by our little YouTube video budget that we did, and that's what's going on the air. So that's why, like, you know, the house looks different, cast members are different, because, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, my hair is different, because we all thought we were doing it for fun, we were going to reshoot it again, and we didn't. And it was the first show to ever be killed and come back. And the first show to ever get shot like that with the pilot presentation, the first one to ever use the penalty money for that. It was the first of any kind like that. Wow. And this pilot season, so many of the shows, so many of the show ideas that are coming in are being pitched with that model that we accidentally created. Wow. You know, so it's like now everybody wants to shoot the pilot so that they can show, like, this is what we're doing based on our pilot, Cristela, which is ridiculous. And I can say, is that crazy?